All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Zimmer coming to you live from Bob Fairchild Field at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium in Chillicothe, Missouri. Or tonight, the Chillicothe Hornets are celebrating their homecoming. They lead the visiting St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles by a score of 21-0 as we enter the fourth quarter. Snyder has a second down. He goes back to pass. Has plenty of time. Now he's pressed out of the pocket. Going to run with it. Crossing the Hornet 40, 45. And he's hit at the 49. And he's hit hard by a few Golden Eagles. He's still down on his stomach. Now he gets up on his own accord. I don't know if he got hit harder by the defenders or all the flags that the referees threw at him. But it's definitely going to be roughing the passer on Snyder. He did pick up the first down on the run, but they'll probably tack on more after this. This referee crew really loves to discuss every single flag that is thrown. Very thorough in how they're going to explain things. And now the head ref finally breaks huddle with his zebras. Player has been ejected. I haven't seen that in a long time, Butch.
No, and our coaches have been yelling at the referees about something that they felt like LeBlanc's been doing all night, and that may have been part of it. But, yeah, the coaches have really gotten on the officials several times. They say they've been doing that all night.
Well, this penalty is going to be tacked on to the end of Cade Snyder's run. And it's going to be marked
after the penalty,
down at the LeBlanc. Let's see, the LeBlanc 37-yard line, it looks like. 36-yard line, actually. Head referee has a moment to discuss things with the defensive captain of LeBlanc. And here's Chillicothe on offense. Here in the fourth quarter, leading 21-0, looking to score again against LeBlanc. Three backs in the backfield. Handoff goes to Ross. Ross gets through the middle, 35-30. Stiff arms a defender at the 30. Crosses the 25 and is brought down at the 24-yard line for another Hornet first down. Tackle made by Eli Lilly.
Sounds like that Eli ought to be selling cups or drugs or something.
Yeah, they make prescription those cups drugs down in Springfield.
Yeah, Eli Lilly, that's a, don't they sell prescription drugs too, don't they?
I think so.
Oh, dear.
11-16 remains in the game. Chillicothe has the ball, first and 10 at the LeBlanc 24-yard line. Snyder hands off to Ross. This time Ross is brought down by Metcalf in the backfield. Good tackle by Metcalf. He's not stopped playing at this point.
No, LeBlanc, they have moments where their defense is playing really, really well. Chillicothe has been able to make some big plays tonight.
LeBlanc's offensively has yet to cross the 50-yard line. We've now, Butch, gone seven consecutive quarters where our opponent hasn't reached the 50 on our defense. Hayward flanked tight to the right. Baker and Ross in the backfield. Hand off to Ross. Ross, the workhorse tonight, tries to get to the 25-yard line. He's pushed short of that. Andrew Stroud on the tackle for LeBlanc. If you have Kyle Ross in your fantasy football team, you're doing well tonight.
You're doing really well. He's got he's had a great night. We're down to 10 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Chillicothe leads 21-0. They have a third down and 11. The ball at the 25-yard line of LeBlanc.
Tristan Sewell comes into the ball game for Wagner Chapman at the left tight end position. Hayward is wide to the right. Baker wide to the left. Snyder throws it over the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of Tristan Sewell at the 15-yard line. He took his eyes off of it as he turned upfield. He ran a little button hook off the line of scrimmage, and he connected with Snyder last week for his very first varsity reception against Cameron, and similar play there, but this time just took his eyes off of it.
So we're going to try a field goal again.
I wonder what the record is for most field goals attempted by a Hornet team in a single game, but we're close to it. This is going to be a 42-yard field goal attempt towards the south goal post. Here's the kick. This one hits the goal post.
Now, you know what my wife says?
What?
Judy Schaefer says, if you can hit that little tiny post, it ought to be worth 4 points.
Yeah. Maybe in Canadian football, but not here.
But that's a much smaller target.
Wow. That is. That's very true. 9:32 remains in this ball game. The field goal, 42-yard field goal by Chapman, is no good. He's 0-for-3 tonight. That time he had the distance just to the left, hitting the goalpost. And LeBlanc gets the ball. First and 10 at their own 20. Shotgun formation for Shotzi. Shotzi throws for Hartman, incomplete. He was open slightly at the LeBlanc 25-yard line.
Schaefer on the coverage.
Brett Schaefer on the coverage. Eric Davis now coming into the ball game for Walker Graves at the defensive tackle position.
Well, Walker just keeps getting better and better.
Wide to the left will be Carter Cross for LeBlanc. Handoff goes to a new white running back there, 84. Roskowski on the carry. Preston Hayes on the tackle.
Another third down for LeBlanc, third and 9. As the clock continues to run, we're at 9 minutes now.
Chiligotti looking to improve to 4-1 on the season, and 2-1 in MEC play. Shaughnessy back to pass from the shotgun position, unloads to the east sidelines, throws 10 yards between two intended receivers. Well off there by Shaughnessy, and he will punt once again.
Part of the reason he had threw that interception or incompletion is that good pressure's put on, but he's had pressure put on him all night, and he's had to hurry his throws, and it's hard to hit the receivers when you're having that kind of pressure.
Shaughnessy standing inside of his own 10-yard line, looking to punt this ball away to Hayward, who's standing just on the north side of the 50-yard line. High punt. Hayward's going to let this one bounce at the Hornet 45. It's down by LeBlanc at the Chillicothe 43-yard line. By far, Shaughnessy the best visiting punter, opposing punter that we've seen. All right, Chillicothe will have it first and 10 at their own 43-yard line, as we're reminded that right after the game, the crowning of the king and queen of Chillicothe High School for the 2015 homecoming will be announced after the game here at the stadium.
So if you left because of the rain, you might want to come back because it stopped raining.
Maudlin on the tackle that time of the running back. I believe that was Ross. No gain. Second down and 10 for the Hornets at their own 43.
We're down to 8 minutes now. Chillicothe leads 21-0. Clock just continues to run. Chillicothe just kind of taking its time with that big lead.
Hayward, Ross, and Baker in the backfield in a straight T formation. Second and 10, handoff to Baker. Hit hard as he hit off the right guard. Might have picked up 1 yard there. Tackle made by Michael Maudlin.
Third down.
Well, they didn't give him that yard. Gave him a foot, maybe. But
I look out there, Butch, and Wagner Chapman has these bright orange shoes on. And for a minute there, when he walked by my binoculars, I thought his feet were on fire.
They look like it.
Chapman will be wide to the left. Hayward wide to the right. It's third down and 9. For the Hornets at their own 43. Here's Snyder, throws it. Intended receiver was Hayward. He gave a good effort as he jumped up for that high throw at the 35 of LeBlanc, but it goes sailing out of bounds. Nathan Bentrop on the coverage of Hayward. Flag, though, is now laying at the LeBlanc 45. Referees are going to huddle up and discuss matters once again. Clock has stopped with 7:05 remaining in the game. Chillicothe leads it 21-0. Personal foul, face mask against LeBlanc. Third face mask called against LeBlanc's defense in the second half.
Well, that's a huge play for the Hornets because they get to keep the football. We don't have to punt here.
All three face mask penalties in this second half have resulted in Hornet first downs.
It keeps the drive alive as we're down to 7 minutes.
These penalties just have slowed the game down to a snail's pace, too.
Yeah. Let's see. What is it?
Snyder will have Baker flanked tight to the left. Lent is split in the backfield with Ross. Snyder has five down linemen staring him in the face as he hands off to Ross. Ross going around the east sidelines, crosses the LeBlanc 40, 35, and brought down at the 30, close to another first down. Paul Sanchez picks up the tackle for LeBlanc. They've not moved the chains yet. It looks like he might just be about a couple inches short of the first down.
It'll bring up a second down.
Adkins comes out of the ball game. He's going to replace Ross in the backfield. Go ahead.
And then second down and about an inch.
Who will be Chillicothe's homecoming queen and king for 2015? It is 6.5 minutes away right here on KCHI. Here's a handoff to Adkins. Adkins crosses the 30 with his extra effort and is brought down at the 29. He does pick up a first down for the Hornets to keep the drive alive. Modlin and Metcalf were in on the tackle for LeBlanc. LeBlanc 1-1 on the road this season. The score remains the way it is right now. They will finish after tonight 1-2 on the season. And now the referee has been called over to talk to Dudek over on the Lafayette sidelines.
Something happened that he didn't like, and he's asking for an explanation, I guess. But anyway, the officials break up their powwow, and they're coming back out on the field. I have no idea what that was about. Maybe they're trying to figure out where they're going to go for dinner after the game. I don't know.
Chillicothe tried to make their way to the south end zone for another score tonight. 21-0 right now is the score. LeBlanc trails the Chillicothe Hornets in this Chillicothe High School homecoming game. Wide to the right is Lent. Now he comes in closer to the line of scrimmage. Adkins in motion out of the backfield. Handoff goes to Baker. Baker, following his blockers well, crosses the 25 and goes out of bounds near the 24. Pat Baker on the tackle of Aaron Baker. Aaron Baker, the winner of tonight's Hornets trivia question.
How'd he do that?
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
5:44 remains in the ball game as Baker went out of bounds on that carry. Second down and a long three for the Hornets at the LeBlanc 23-yard line.